Testicle 1 2, testes. This big phallic microphone is working. And the weapon of ass destruction is working. And the big John Holmes porn star microphone is working. So we are ready. Yes? I'm ready. All right. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight we have a very special show in acknowledgement and celebration of National Masturbation Month, sub-themed Cream Pie Kinky Clergy, and that's exactly what we're going to give you. First, we're going to open with our foreplay track by Rush, a cover version of Summertime Blues. Okay, This is our annual celebration of May, National Masturbation Month, and we are just tickled and tickled and stimulated that we are doing the show despite all adversity, survival struggles, dying friends, and the like. But we are continuing to do the show, and we will do so as long as possible. We cannot stream live at this time, so we are fortunate that Lolo Radio is kind enough to allow us to record the shows and make them available for free at Radio for All. And as always, we post the links of every show at the always updated reverendbookburn.com, also known as revbookburn.blogspot.com. And this is one annual tradition that is sacred to us, and of course is an absolute pleasure to do. Yes, there are a lot of wing nuts in political offices and of every kind of political movement, and of course most, if not all, of the major religions all putting out messages that masturbation is bad, that porn is bad, that your sex life with other consenting adults is bad, and that explorations into kink and other consensual but unusual, I don't even know if they're unusual anymore, and that's cool, but that there is something somehow wrong with any of that or all of that, whether you're straight or gay, whether you use birth control or get an abortion, these dickheads have something to say about it. And so we are a positive affirmation to say, fuck those people, figuratively, of course, and that they have no say whatsoever that is legitimate. And it just sucks, and not in the good way, that they make laws affecting millions of people, but even worse, that they affect the psyche, the internal conflicts due to everybody's religious and political conditioning, and that they add to the emotional and mental stresses of all people because they hear such negativity from such assholes and trolls and the like. But we are a positive affirmation, and tonight is a good night to masturbate during this show, and we are going to help you. Let us play the first set of tunes, and in the course of this evening, in addition to the three sets of music that you will hear, you are going to get three scenes. Yes, we are better than porn, because we are going to give you mental imagery that will stick. Yes, and it will stick. And it will stick in your mind for life. And three great scenes regarding the sub-theme of cream pie, kinky clergy. Yeah, that's right, three entire scenes, and that is coming up. But first, let us start the first set of tunes with a timeless classic by Joe Cocker to kind of set the mood. And this track is entitled, You Can Leave Your Hat On. Shoes.
of beloved with inspiration. I want to be loved starting tonight. Instead of merely making conversation, hold me tight. I want to be kissed until I tingle. I want to be kissed starting tonight. Embrace me till our heartbeats intermingle. Wrong, all right. I feel like acting my age. I'm past the stage of merely turtle doving. I'm in no mood to resist, and I insist the world owes me a love. I wanna be thrilled desperation. I wanna be thrilled starting tonight with every kind of wonderful sensation. I wanna be loved.
Sucky. This is Halliburton, Ernie, and it's so good to be here tonight with Reverend Bookburn and Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist. In the wake of celebrating Reverend Bookburn's April birthday and 420, and now adding to that our celebration of National Masturbation Month, and it gives me great pleasure to introduce a wonderful masturbation song by early Fleetwood Mac, before they were superstars, arguably when they were at their best. This is Halliburton Ernie introducing Rattlesnake Shake.
Baby, if you got the rock, I got to be a rocking horse. Baby, think you like to roll and make me a digging hole. You're shaking the world when it's time to crash. Oh, when I get home tonight, I guess I got to shake myself. And you need some love, you must have the blues. And but the one thing a good man can do is do the shake, the Rattlesnake Shake.
obliterated. The less you have, the less you get. There ain't no safety net. Pleasure never tasted. All the time you wasted. Got to pass the means test. Lowest of the lowest. Endless night, money always tight. In the city limits. Lo-fi life, how can you survive? How you gonna live it? Big high rise, blocking out the light. In the city limits. Lo-fi life, how can you survive? How you gonna live it? Acid rain on concrete. Burning holes on your streets. Ranting politician won't build a better Britain. People at the bottom, bound to be forgotten. Better try to have some fun. 10 seconds in the sun. Endless night, money always tight. In the city limits. Lo-fi life, how can you survive? How you gonna live it? Big high rise, blocking out the light. In the city limits. Lo-fi life, how can you survive? How you gonna live it? Yours is underrated. The less you have, the less you get. There ain't no safety net. Acid rain on concrete. Burning holes on your streets. Ranting politician won't build a better Britain. Endless night, money always tight. In the city limits. Lo-fi life, how can you survive? How you gonna live it? Rocking up the light in the city limits. Lo-fi life, how can you survive? How you gonna live it? Endless night, money always tight in the city limits. Lo-fi life, how can you survive? How you gonna live it?
You heard Vice Squad doing Lo-Fi Life. Fleetwood Mac did Rattlesnake Shake. Divinyls did I Touch Myself. Two Live Crew did Me So Horny. Tina Louise did I Wanna Be Loved. Tina is probably best known as playing the part of Ginger from Gilligan's Island. That track recorded in 1957. Before Tina Louise, we started off with Joe Cocker doing You Can Leave Your Hat On. And tonight's foreplay track was by Rush, and it was their version of Summertime Blues. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight the theme is National Masturbation Month, Cream Pie, Kinky Clergy. And you're getting three entire scenes tonight. So let's get the other stuff done. First, starting with birthdays, of which there is one. Happy birthday, longtime friend, book burner, and all-around great person, Lee Lawala. RIP to Percy Sledge, most known for recording When a Man Loves a Woman. Freddie Gray, best known as the person murdered by the homicidal sociopaths in the Baltimore Police Department. And RIP within the last couple of days of the recording of this show, May 16th, 2015, RIP B.B. King, blues legend, and just phenomenal musical inspiration. And thank you, every musician who gave him credit where due. The tributes in Rolling Stone magazine, Keith Richards' tribute to him, and many others, they were, of course, completely appropriate and warranted. Okay, be sure to stay in touch via reverendbookburn.com, revbookburn.blogspot.com. It's the same thing. It's an automatic redirect. And write to Reverend Quayle at sjcdc.org for input to the next show, which is in the month of June, and the theme is mind and strength, because we not only want to bring awareness to issues and decondition people from all of the bullshit that is conditioned into their head since approximately birth, but we also want to be a source of inspiration and strength as well as quality entertainment. So the June theme will be mind and strength, and it will be powerful. Let's see what's in the news. Oh, this is too funny. New Jersey sociopath, pension looter, Exxon dealmaker, Bridgegate perpetrator, and so much more, or should I say so much less, turned out that he has billed the New Jersey Republican Party and I believe the public themselves with an amount of money spent on food on his luxury trips to Dallas Cowboys football games. So much food that the cost was greater than the tuition of Rutgers University. You can't make this shit up. It sounds like it was from The Onion. But it's good to know that even though Chris Christie is on a sleigh ride to hell, on a loser streak, exposed thoroughly in the New Jersey, Philadelphia area, and still running for president in the GOP clown car that is ever growing, he has been revealed to have spent more money than the cost of Rutgers University tuition on food and luxury items just on his trips that he gets as inappropriate gifts to donors and political allies. And speaking of football, as unpopular as this is to say in Philadelphia, fuck the Philadelphia Eagles. They seemed like they were slightly on the road to forgiveness, to being forgivable, when they got rid of that sociopathic, sadistic serial killer, Michael Vick, most famous for his dogfight rings, and not getting what he deserved in the wake of that. So they were assholes for taking on Vic. And while this isn't as bad, still, they went from Vic to cultist and holy propagandist Tim Tebow. And so, even though we're in Philadelphia and people around here don't like to hear it, fuck the Eagles. That continues, even though it's not as fierce as when they had Vic around. Still, they're the ones who brought him back, so they're still assholes. But we at the Reverend is in feel a need to continue to say fuck the Eagles. Let's see. Stupid asshole motherfuckers in the news. The lawmakers of Maryland are not alone in bad policy making and having sociopaths among its ranks in the police departments, bilking citizens for much of their revenue, extreme amounts of money, and going to extremes to rip people off. And of course, their idiotic responses after the protests of the police murder of Freddie Gray. One lawmaker in particular, arguably the most stupid lawmaker in Maryland, decided the way to respond to the protests was to attack food stamps. Because he figured if they were protesting, then they had time. And if they had time, they were not working. And if they're not working, then they're collecting food stamps. So let's go after food stamps. So I'm not big on any political party, and I'm not even big on the act of voting, but it's so fucking extreme that in a nation where so many assholes like this have become state lawmakers, have become governors, have become people in Congress, these assholes just have to go. And it's sad that there aren't more people like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and Alan Grayson around. But the most extreme assholes have got to go. And they're the same people who are also, in addition to perpetrating their inhumane policies, their sick fucking policies of rob everyone to give all to the people at the top, they're also the sex negatives in the US and the UK. It's like, oh no, we're not the problem. The top 1% is not the problem. The problem is porn. The problem is adult entertainers. The problem is gay people. The problem is secular people. The problem is music lyrics and music videos. That's the problem. And these are the assholes that push sex negative policies, sexual repression bills, laws against adult entertainment, laws against gay people, laws against birth control and birth and abortion, on down the line. And of course, through the corporate media and cultural conditioning, there is a receptive audience that says, oh, that's important. I have to go along with what Mr. and Ms. Dipshit says about these things, prioritize those issues, be on the wrong side of those issues, and put this asshole in power. And that happens. However, we will not take it lying down. Actually, maybe we will take it lying down. But we want to heat things up despite the best efforts of every stripe of Puritan and sex negative, and give you the first of three scenes that we're going to do. And this is actually going to be better than porn scenes, because this is going to put the mental imagery in your mind for life. The theme tonight is National Masturbation Month, sub-themed Cream Pie Kinky Clergy, and we want to live up to that. We have three scenes, and you're going to get the first now. So each scene is presented to you from the point of view of a participant. Okay, Cream Pie Kinky Clergy. I agree, Pastor Whoremaster. We should make videos of these. I wish these guys would talk into a microphone. Pastor Whoremaster and John Necraptus say it's not enough, that these scenes are so good that they should be on videos. But one thing at a time. You know, if it ever happens, great. But if not, that's cool also. If you're hearing this and you make videos, you're welcome to pinch from it. Ooh. All right, Cream Pie Kinky Clergy. The first one is entitled Conference Room. I was hornier than Randy Terry at a clinic blockade. The church volunteer informed me that she had hours of free time and that her husband had no problem with her being here. We were in an area of my megachurch where few people ever go. The volunteer, we'll call her Mrs. Coltergeist, was hotter than a bundle of gays helping a witch burning. She drives me crazy when she wears black stockings. Mrs. Coltergeist initiated the plan to go into the conference room. Usually this room is used for strategy gatherings of a variety of pro-family, pro-life, Christian values groups, usually all the big-name people. The surrounding rooms have offices and many comfortable chairs and couches. I offered her holy water. Normally we sell it, but this was a special occasion. She took a sip, spilling some of it on her dress. I licked where the drops fell, close to her breasts. She laughed, but then held my head in place. I began fondling her breasts, which already prompted heavier breathing. I could feel her hand rubbing my thigh. By now, I was kissing her neck. This was happening so quickly that I couldn't even pause to go into shock. She continued to call me Pastor as we progressed to touching each other's genitals. We began heavy kissing as our bodies writhed with arousal. We had both obviously wanted this to happen for a long time. We continued heavy kissing as we bumbled through the process of undressing each other. Fortunately, her black stockings were held by garters and did not need to come off. I removed her panties and began licking her vagina. I had never done that before and occasionally preached against it, but her movements and sounds of pleasure made me want to continue. Her moans and thrusting intensified. I couldn't tell if she climaxed or was just getting even more aroused. She got up, thus ending my giving to her. She immediately began giving me oral sex. In my sexually charged state of mind, I didn't really think when I shouted, "Oh, Mrs. Coltergeist!" There was no turning back for either of us. We were in the missionary position, and I could feel her stockings wrapped around me. Even though I was on top, I would say that at least half of the fierce movement was on her part. I was thrusting faster and harder as my climax was approaching. Her legs tightened their grip around my waist as she moved with increased intensity. I shouted like a jungle man as I felt myself ejaculating inside her. She said, "Oh, Pastor," as her breathing remained as heavy as a long-distance runner's. I was hardly in my right mind when I said, "God bless you, Mrs. Coltergeist." Neither one of us moved for at least 5 minutes. As she got dressed, she stated that in 1 week, both of our spouses would be busy in their roles for our upcoming fundraiser. I didn't know what to think or say. I had just experienced the most intense cum of my life and couldn't deal with my crazy internal conflicts. You guys better not be pulling your puds behind that mixing board. You already heard this anyway. They want more. I'm not doing all three. I'll do one more before the second set of tunes. And then a third one later. The third one is If any trolls or right-wing douchebags or religious right types or T-psychos or any kind of sex negatives are listening and easily shockable, the third one is really going to get them in the ass. But that's later. The second scene of Cream Pie Kinky Clergy is entitled Groupie. Every time I heard him speak, I was moved to tears. His passion for family values, the unborn, the sanctity of marriage, and returning to a Christian nation rocked my world. We only spoke directly a few times, but I've been to many functions where he spoke. It's hard to get close to him due to his fame and influence. On this night, he gave one of his best speeches ever. He was more forceful and even pounded on the podium. Afterwards, he was surrounded, as usual, with people wanting to be a bigger part of his crusade. I was determined to approach him. He was my rock star, celebrity, and leader all rolled into one. Finally, there were fewer men around him. He hugged and kissed a woman. I noticed his hand quickly brushing her butt. I had to make a move. About a minute later, he moved about 5 feet from the table that faced the crowd. This was my chance, and it was the last night of the Christian State Conference. I smiled at him and said, "I loved what you said about the moral awakening and God's wrath against abortion doctors, homosexuals, and perverts, and the need to abolish all sex education and permissiveness. Do you want to come up to my room?" He instantly said yes and gave a guy some final instructions as he was packing up the literature. When we got to my room, I threw my arms around him and kissed him as if we were on the Titanic. I knew it was okay because it took him around a minute to start rubbing my vagina from under the dress. I want to be his number one girl when he's on the road, so this had to be a night he would never forget. We were still kissing and fondling near the door when I decided to kneel and begin unzipping his pants. I sucked like a champion until he guided me back to a standing position and led me to the bed. We fully undressed and he moved me into the doggy position. I was okay with this as he penetrated me. It would have been easier if there had been foreplay, but I was pleased that I was almost immediately self-lubricating. I moved rhythmically. No, we're not celebrating 420 too much. Where am I? It would have been easier if there had been foreplay, but I was pleased that I was almost immediately self-lubricating. I moved rhythmically to build the passion. I nearly went into shock as he began inserting a finger into my rectum. His thrusts were slowing down as he concentrated on fingering my anus. I had never been penetrated there before and had always said no when my husband made such requests. He licked my rectum, probably believing that such an act would provide sufficient lubrication. When he entered with his penis, I thought I saw Our Lady of Guacamole appearing on the wall. He penetrated my rectum until he climaxed, which fortunately did not take a long time. When he came inside me, he sounded like a crime victim. Around a minute later, he went to the bathroom. When he returned, he got dressed and took out his pad from his jacket. He asked me to write all my contact information and which cities I would be in for this tour. Then he left the room. I felt myself dripping. I was proud to have been with the greatest holy leader of them all. Okay. That was the second Cream Pie Kinky Clergy scene. And I'm talked out and losing my voice. So we're going to get back to the music. This is a track from Marijuana's Greatest Hits Revisited, old classic marijuana related songs redone by later artists. This particular track is by the Dickens, and it is entitled Champagne and Reefer.
So obnoxious, funny, true, and mean. I want to be your blowjob queen. You're probably shy and introspective. That's not part of my objective. I just want your fresh young Jimmy tilling, slamming, ramming in me. Every time I see your face, I pick up things impure, unchaste. I want to fuck you like a dog. I'll take you home and make you like it. Everything you ever wanted, everything you ever thought of, is everything I'll do to you. I'll fuck you till your dick is blue.
They say that fighting a war for peace is like fucking for chastity. And I don't know why, 'cause fighting a war for peace seems like a bad idea, but fucking for chastity is worth a try. So let's all fuck for chastity, just to see if it works. And if it doesn't work, let's try it again. Yeah, let's all fuck for chastity and screw the war for peace. Get equal coverage on Showtime and CNN. They say that eating a lamb for vegetarianism is like bombing for disarmament. It's like playing Super Mario to get your math homework done. Is like installing a puppet regime for democracy. Is like bowling for poetry. Is like ridding the world of international terrorism by engaging in international terrorism. So let's all fuck for chastity and for Sonny and Cher. And if it doesn't work, let's do it anyways. Yeah, let's all shtuk for celibacy. Screw the war for peace and do unto ourselves what the current administration is doing to us already in so many ways. Come on, people now.
Okay. I'm not gay. And I know that comes as a huge surprise to a lot of you who I've hit up on. but there is one guy, you know, who could convert me, and so here's a little song about the real president of the United States. When I first saw him in his briefs on CNN, I knew that he was not like ordinary men. Head over heels, I fell for his shuck and jive. Dick Cheney, ain't he the sexiest man alive? He's like a barrel of oil, he's crude and yet refined. He makes me feel like I've been wine dined and strip mined. His heart is broken, but I know he'll survive. Dick Cheney, ain't he the sexiest man alive? The briefcase, the trench coat, the super spy styling. You tell him, honey, smile. He says, I am smiling. He's carefree, he's hair-free, you get the idea. He's got a good case of Sean Connery. I wanna hear him whisper in that monotone. Why don't we go do some exploratory drilling of our own? Get lubricated and go out for a drive. Dick Cheney, ain't he beautiful and brainy? Second only to Saddam Hussein, he's the sexiest man, oh man alive. And he's so low
that everyone in life should have a mission. Making people happy is the height of my ambition. And when I get them happy, well, they stay in that condition. I have a system all my own. I got a lot of what I got. And what I got's all mine. I'll show you, I can show you if you're feeling blue. Come up and sing me sometime. I got a flat where you can hang your hat. I got a brand new line. Maybe you would like me to explain it all to you. Come up and sing me sometime. Come up tonight. I think the paper said the moon will be bright. They should have had it in the columns and all letters by tall that you'll be falling for me. 'Cause I'm free and you appeal to me. How could it be a crime if you don't get my number? Well, my number's in the book. Come up and see me sometime.
Starved in Metropolis, hooked on Necropolis. Addict of Metropolis. Do the worm on Acropolis. Slam dance Cosmopolis. Enlighten the populace.
pit. She spent a lifetime deciding how to run from it. Once they had a witness, and the years seemed like friends. Now a child has a dream, but it begins like it ends.
Shot in eternity. Iron Serenity.
Ghetto Defender, it's his heroin pity. Not tear gas, no baton jar, that's not to take in the city.
Strung out committee.
Walled out of the city, cloud down from uptown. Spray pest from the nest, run out to party your town.
The guards are itchy.
To watch at the feast, men sweep up the night. Flipped pieces of coin,
broken bottles,
exchange for birthright.
Crafted in a jiffy.
Ghetto Defender, it is heroin pity.
Strung out committee.
Not tear gas, no baton jar, will stop you thinking the city.
Not sitting pretty.
Ghetto prince of Ghana poets was bounced out of the room.
Young not to ramble.
By the bodyguards of greed for disturbing the tomb.
1873.
His words like flamethrowers.
Paris Commune.
Burnt the ghettos in their chest. His face painted whiter than he was laid to rest.
Died in Marseille.
Ghetto.
Buried in Charlie.
It is heroin pity. Not to gas, no baton toe. Stop to take in the city.
Shut up in eternity.
It is heroin pity. Not to gas, no baton toe. Stop to take in the city.
Guatemala, Honduras, Poland, 100 years war. TV rerun invasion, Death Squad, Salvador, Afghanistan, meditation, old Chinese flu, kick junk, what else can a poor worker do?
This is Dr. Greed, and I am fed up with the disgusting and perverted antics that are happening on this show. And now they have me introducing a song by a despicable band called Mudhoney, a sick track entitled Touch Me, I'm Sick.
Yeah!
You heard Blood Circus doing Two-Way Street. Mudhoney did Touch Me, I'm Sick. The Clash with Allen Ginsberg did Ghetto Defendant from the Combat Rock CD. Mae West did Come Up and See Me Sometime. Two tracks by Roy Zimmerman, Fucking for Charity and Dick Cheney. Liz Phair did Flower and started off with the Dickens doing Champagne and Reefer. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is National Masturbation Month. Cream pie, kinky clergy. And I know you're just dripping for that third scenario, that third scene that we are going to provide for you, and that is coming up momentarily. Wanted to discuss a couple of things that are in the news very briefly. In Paraguay, a raped 10-year-old is being pressured to not terminate the pregnancy, and you can guess who's at the forefront of that fight, which has now become internationally covered. Yes, the Church of Pedophilia, the Catholic Church. Some altar boy raping, child molesting priest is at the forefront of the deny this child, this rape child, an abortion. And it is just incomprehensible how fucked up these people are. But the anti-choice people, the sex negatives, the Puritans, know no bounds. They do not understand the difference between consent and non-consent. They don't know the difference between trafficking and consensual sex work. They do not know the difference between consenting adults and underage abuse victims. And these assholes shape public policy. Nobody cares if they were just a bunch of assholes with really stupid views, but they shape public policy internationally, and that needs to be exposed and opposed always. The Fast Track Trans-Pacific Partnership, or a free trade deal, another dishonestly named proposal, is promoted by President Obama as a positive thing, different than NAFTA and the Bush free trade deals, but it is not. The honest people on this subject are Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, and we want to encourage the people who are fighting that, unions, human rights activists, environmentalists, and more, to continue to oppose that, and hopefully all people will oppose it and make them go down, make that idea go down. We're okay. And let's see, some good news. There may be a medical marijuana bill passing here in beautiful Pennsylvania. Oh, you guys. Everybody wants the third scene for cream pie, kinky clergy. So I will relent. I will yield to pressure and give you the final climax, the juiciest scene of them all. This is the third and final scene for cream pie, kinky clergy, and it is entitled Saving the World from Gay Marriage. Okay. Yes, the guy is the narrator. Like, you don't know John the Craptist. I was very active in the efforts to stop gay marriage and the homosexual agenda. my friend Franklin and I were going to the state capitol to oppose a proposed bill. What the fuck? It's even typed and it's screwy. My friend Franklin and I were going to the state capitol to oppose a proposed bill that would give them their so-called rights. In the car, we joked about what we wanted to do to them. Franklin was making me laugh, talking about blunt objects and weapons of war. We both speak our minds on the internet, leaving comments everywhere about all those deviants. When we got to the Capitol, both sides had large numbers, and there was much shouting. I recognized a minister from a previous event, and we spoke. He introduced us to another minister who said that it was breaking his heart to see what the sinners were doing to the male race. Franklin and I were pleased that the ministers, one black and one white, were taking a stand against the people who deserve whatever happens to them. After the excitement, the ministers invited us to a church, since we were seen by them to be fine specimens of manhood. We were honored. They served us food and drinks. We were having a great time. When we started to leave, the ministers shook our hands, then hugged us. We did not think much of that. Even football players do that much. When they began heavy kissing us, we were both shocked. But they were clergy, and we figured it's best not to question. Other people were obviously in the church, since we could hear loud patriotic and religious music. I tried to get a glimpse of Franklin as we both had cocks shoved into our mouths. It was even stranger when they decided to switch and go to the other mouth. Franklin and I didn't say a word when we were on all fours and lubrication was being applied to our asses. As they penetrated us, it only stopped when they switched partners and alternated between our asses and mouths. At one point, I thought a big thrusting cock was going to pierce the top of my head. Both ministers thrusted more wildly and screamed loudly as they came in our asses. A thousand thoughts raced through my mind. I guess we couldn't get in too much trouble since it was clergy. I figured he was watching, but understood, and that we were not going to need forgiveness. We were instructed to keep all that happened a secret. They asked for our underwear, which seemed rather strange. Then one minister opened a closet door and showed us his underwear collection, stating each person who once wore them. The list included Rick Santorum, Ted Nugent, Dave Mustaine, Billy and Franklin Graham, Pastor Haggard, Pat Robertson, Ted Cruz, and Tom Cotton. They told us to write our addresses, and Franklin wrote it all for them. They told us to be ready for them next month. Oh, you guys. All right. That was our exciting climax to Cream Pie Kinky Clergy. Try saying that fast. Cream Pie Kinky Clergy. All right. Let's do the third set of tunes. And because of the police and lawmaking psychopaths in Maryland and elsewhere, because of all of the recent police killings, police murders that still prompt some misguided trolls to defend them, we must play another track related to that subject. This is an old song written after a murder committed by a handful of members of the New York Police Department, I believe in 1999, in which the unarmed man reached for his wallet after being ordered to his wallet, and the group of New York policemen shot him 41 times. That's no fucking joke or exaggeration. 41 times for reaching for the wallet that he was ordered to reach for. And this version is live by Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band from the double live CD, Live in New York City. It is about that murder by New York Police Department, and it is entitled American Skin, 41 Shots.
can get killed just for living. Can get killed just for living. Your American skin.
Joke gonna be on my heart. I'll be back on the woman. I'm not sure, but I think it already came here. I'd have to say that that's no Stairway to Heaven you're buying, baby, because
not even job will save you.
Talk to Charlie Hodge, he'll tell you. Charlie, how many people in this group has their time come? Four out of six. And you ain't one of the two. Whatever.
Don't mess with Ed. Because, Mama, you don't know what is good for you. Jah, straighten this woman out. You be illin' and chillin'. Don't you know? And Rasta Demon, I'm talking to you too.
Plastic cap, shady fire and brimstone fence, the gun splatter. All right now. Let's bring that volume up on those headbangers in the back. Let's hear it. In Mozzie 28, Bambi's drumstick's looking great. Wind blowing through my hair, not going anywhere. Who the fuck cares? Get down now. Wait, let's first for that girl in the front row with a nice set of knockers. Little breast of girls in my back seat, smelling sweet like cans of tuna fish. You just open them up. Big breasted girls with red wine in their guts, fine looking sluts. Slam it into overdrive. Tapes blasting Iron Maiden live. So glad to be alive. Got her in the back with her stems in the air, her clean white ass pumping bare. Black leather seats sliding clean, dorking in my mean machine. I live for it, you know it. And the chrome magnet wheels, pounding, driving, slamming, jamming. Wow! Yeah.
She don't wanna I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. I'm going to thank the corporate media for all the attention it is giving my brother Jeb, and for cooperating with my family's request to ignore my other brother Neil after that little savings and loans scandal embarrassment. And I want to thank Jeb for endorsing my invasion of Iraq, creating chaos, and providing the breeding grounds for ISIS, as well as endorsing my other policies that were pretty successful, I would say most of my supporters would agree. And I want to endorse my brother Jeb right now and right here on this show. And I thank Reverend Bookburn once again for all the attention that he gives my family and for keeping my memory alive and the memory of course, my partner, Dickless Cheney. And now, another song by Trash. This is entitled Party on Your Pussy.
Liberal them before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
Sitting in my house and I know that I'm alone. Feeling kind of horny, got a tingle in my bone. Go and grab a penthouse, it's the one with Sharon Stone. Hey, masturbator. Go a little faster and it's feeling kind of nice. Once ain't enough, so I have to do it twice. You want to smack the monkey, I can give you good advice. Hey, masturbator. Down a towel so I keep my carpet clean. Never shake my hand cause you don't know where it's been. Hey, masturbator. I do it in my car while I'm driving down the street. One hand on the wheel and the other on my meat. I can't get out the car cause I'm sticking to the seat. Hey, masturbator. Since I was a kid I have been a masturbator. Choke the chicken, hold the knob, squeezing the tomato. I flipped him in November, now I'm gonna take a raider. Hey, masturbator. Buffing a banana, little lizard chicken bacon. Pounding on the flounder and it's mayonnaise I'm making. Spike the rank, wax the carrot, got my hand is aching. Hey, masturbator.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have runners up. Saturday, May 16th, 2015, at ReverendBookburn.com, alias RevBookburn.blogspot.com. Radio4all.net and LoisBurek.com, home of Lolo Radio. Tonight, the first runner-up is the people who write for the television show with fictional lovable, aren't they all on television, lovable cops, in a show called Blue Bloods. The writers for Blue Bloods had an episode in which the deranged, inhuman, psychopathic, violent people were from the anti-globalization movement, the Occupy Wall Street movement, and, of course, the opposition to the too-big-to-fail banks and the World Trade Organization and similar scum in a propagandistic coup that was a new low even for the corporate entertainment industry and the cop worship industry. The writers for Blue Bloods, runners up for Asshole of the Week. And second runner up to Asshole of the Week is not an individual but a group. The city authorities of San Antonio, Texas. The city authorities of San Antonio, Texas are the latest in the group of shameful assholes in leadership position throughout the United States that have criminalized feeding the homeless, in which the perpetrators from secular and religious groups have been subject to arrested for feeding the homeless. Where's the fart sounds?
The ruling came out.
We need the fart sounds for Asshole of the Week, starting with Cheech from Cheech and Chong.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Thank you. Much better. Arrested for feeding the homeless. The authorities of San Antonio, Texas, runners up to Asshole of the Week. And that means that we need a recipient for this award so special as to even outshine the two runner-ups. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is not an individual, but a group, two groups, the lawmakers and the police of Maryland. For the reasons stated at the beginning of the show, the murder of Freddie Gray by the police in Baltimore, the lawmakers who created the conditions that have been deteriorating in Baltimore and throughout the state, the lawmakers who have sanctioned the police robbery of the citizens and the bilking of citizens for petty violations to generate more revenue, and going after food stamps as its response for the responses to the police murder of Freddie Gray and other immeasurably stupid public policies that improve nothing. The lawmakers and police of Maryland seem to have taken the stupidity that has swept the nation to even greater heights. Lawmakers and police of Maryland, you are Assholes of the Week. Alright, let's kill the fart sounds. You heard Artist Unknown doing Masturbator. Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com did Dr. Laura Hoare, the 2009 version. From Trash, you heard Eatin' Out and Party on Your Pussy. The Meat Men did Blow Me Jaw, God's Bullies, and Wine, Wenches, and Wheels. Before that, Reverend Bookburn's animation theme. Dread Zeppelin did Your Time Is Going to Come. And started off with Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band doing American Skin, 41 Shots. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been National Masturbation Month. Cream Pie Kinky Clergy. And this show is expected to be up in a matter of days at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net. Of course, if you're listening to this, it already is uploaded at Radio 4 All.net. Thanks to the great co-producer, archivist, and so much more from afar, Pastor Rex Cat. And we will be back in the month of June for the June themed show, which will be Mind and Strength. And we all need a show like that occasionally. The June theme, Mind and Strength. Write to the Reverend Rev Bookburn at sjcdc.org. Check out the always updated and chock full of goodies site, main site, reverendbookburn.com. alias revbookburn.blogspot.com. On YouTube, we're at youtube.com/revbookburn. And on Twitter, we've said fuck you to MySpace and fascist fuck Facebook. But on Twitter, we are at revbookburn. We're going to play a closing tune and then get out of here. One of my favorite horny songs ever from a band, and I hope they're still around. They're not far from here. They're like, I think they're from Delaware. They're East Coast, not far from Philly. And they are called the Midnight Creeps from their Doomed from the Get-Go CD. This track is entitled Nighttime Nasty. Good night.
Don't feel the love. I use. I'm the king of